This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with the head of InvestUSA, as we do, Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, I've had so many different things popping up today. I don't even know what's on Mr. Letts's what's on your radar. So I'm going to let you. We'll play whatever, you know, InvestUSA privilege.
Well, thank you so much. There's a lot going on, obviously. We have said this numerous times on your show, Bill. As things progress, we're running into some more heated and darker days, to say the least. But one of the key things, key aspects that we have now uncovered that is very vital to the whole shows that we've been doing with you on illegal immigration. And Governor Abbott is aware of this. We had this discussion down at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. The drug cartels, obviously, well, let's back up a little bit. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and others have announced in their chatter that America is a prime number one target. The DOD, our Department of Defense, recognizes that. We think a threat is imminent, very imminent. But what we did not know, that we now just recently discovered, affecting Texas especially, is that with the money that this administration, they get credit for some, that's what they get credit for. You remember under the Trump administration, he froze all our assets and Iran was basically broke. So Iran couldn't fund terrorism. Under the Biden administration, they reversed all of Trump's policies, hit billions, not millions, billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars to Iran, flush with cash. They've distributed that around the terrorist organizations, especially into Afghanistan. Why would they do that to Afghanistan? If you will recall, Bill, we left something behind when we evacuated Afghanistan.
About what, $86 billion?
$86 billion in the top of the state-of-the-art military hardware. I guess where that military hardware is showing up.
Everywhere.
It is showing up everywhere, but it is specifically showing up on the border. What specifically are we talking about? Drones. We are not talking about Walmart $5.95 drones that you can take a blurry picture to send to your mom up above the house. We're talking about military drones, capable with missiles, explosives, and cameras and sensors that are classified, okay?
Okay.
That are beyond description. These drones are now being controlled by terrorists and the cartel. They can utilize these to cross into from Mexico into American airspace. Not just one, but many of them. Be able to electronically map out where every obstacle, i.e. patrol, soldier, law enforcement officer is. Be able to mark out the best routes to move people through. And also, if push comes to shove, be able to take out columns of enforcement personnel on our side that may be moving into action to block it. We are now, Bill, at a full-scale war invasion into this country. Why is this important to say on the air? Because how do you fight against a warm invasion, Bill. You don't do it with local law enforcement. It is now time that we have to engage our military assets.
Right.
And bring them to our borders. Secure our borders. But it's not just the borders. You will recall we said this on your show. See, it's all these are little pieces of the puzzle that you have to put together to get the full picture. Remember I said how this administration just last year alone air transported 340,000 people from across the world in the dead of night into the United States. People that we know are on the terrorist watch list.
Right.
You say, oh, no, they've been vetted. Really, Bill, you're going to tell me we have the capacity to vet 340,000 people? And you're going to tell me how are we vetting them? You're going to tell me that Iran is letting you have their database to see who these people are?
Right.
That Chesney and anyone? We have no way of knowing their background. So quit trying to blow smoke up us and tell us it's the wind. We have brought in now from a military operation, Bill, when you air transport, it's like a military operation. What's the key thing you do? You try to paratroop in assets, military units,
right,
into key locations. Then you attack the border. Perfect scenario here. They've already airlifted all the people in and they need, put them in key locations. They've now established the border. They've established the armaments that they need. Take that border, and time is of the essence. So if we're going to, we need to first and foremost recognize as Americans that this is the most serious threat this country has ever seen in its history, even more so than its founding in 1776. Why? In 1776, there was an operation. We knew who the enemy were. We knew how you fought them. You fought them with rifles, and that was it. Now we have the most sophisticated military hardware pointing down at us, prepared to come in and just try to destroy and take over this country. If we don't realize that and do something about it quickly, we're going to lose the chance to secure ourselves for our future generations. So what should we be doing? Well, quite frankly, Bill, is this. Our military, or the federal government, first and foremost, by the Constitution, is charged with provide for the common defense. That's right. Its first and foremost objective. We don't need to be providing for Ukraine's defense. South Korea, I'm not saying anything against South Korea, they're good allies. South Korea, Germany, Europe, we need to make sure first and foremost we have secure America's defense. And so we need to be deploying active troops along our entire border system, seizing the air spaces, blockading with our Navy, and we need to treat it for what it is, a full-scale invasion of American sovereignty. If we don't do that, we're going to get caught in a battle that we're a day late and a dollar short on.
Right.
And a lot of people are going to needlessly die because of it. So that is key and foremost, Bill, is the American people need to be demanding action now. What is the action we need to be demanding? Well, Bill, let me ask you this, and everybody that's listening to me. If somebody got you into this mess and put all the effort to put you into this mess, would that be the same person you'd ask to help God get you out?
Oh, no.
This administration is the one that is fully responsible for putting us in this situation. And so it is time that we as the Americans rise up in unison and say we demand an immediate resignation of the Biden administration, not just the presidency, the vice president of the administration. Because they have brought us into a position, they have jeopardized the safety and the lives of the American people, and they do not need to be in a position to kind of quote-unquote save the day when they're the ones that caused it to begin with.
Yeah.
And so we need to do two things. We need to demand a resignation, and every American needs to check its ammo today. Make sure that your guns are prepared and ready to go.
Well,
because this will explode at any point in time now.
There you go. Hang on right there, because we're going to talk about that when we get back. Michael Letts is the head of InvestUSA.org. He is a sponsor of the show, and what the beauty of what he does is he gives protective vests to law enforcement because he believes that they should get every tool they have to make their job successful. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA. And we were just talking about what is probably about to happen. It's probably going to unfold in a plot. Where do you think it's going to start? Do you think it's going to start in Texas or where?
I think it's going to be all my military experience and knowledge tell me that if they had smart leadership, which let's not underestimate them, okay? They're getting good advice from Chinese, Russians, and others.
Right.
It would be a multi-pronged attack. they will attack all over the country at one time.
Right.
It'll be a coordinated multi-pronged attack to dissipate our forces as much as possible and give them a better chance of success.
The thing that I've been talking about with other people on the show here when I get the tactical instructors on here is that if you have not already got the skill set, you probably need to work on a couple of things really quick, as fast as you can, but by all means, you should be carrying a weapon with you all the time, and you need to be,
correct.
If you're not one of those, like I carry a kit with me. When I met Michael face to face the other day, when I went down and met him in Columbia, I was carrying a kit. And Michael comes riding up, and he's got, his kit's hanging in the window. So, I was like, okay. But having it and knowing how to use it are two very important things. But at the very least, on your body, you should have a blade, a flashlight, maybe some sort of trauma care, and your gun and some reloads. You got to have that at the very least on you. Because it's not going to be convenient, is it? It's going to be very
convenient. And it's going to be very sudden. And what I am encouraging everyone who is listening to this broadcast now, especially those who are veterans, the time to reengage has come now. You took an oath with no expiration date, and we should be planning for those especially who have been in combat and understand what it's all about. We should be taking our section of the woods, shall we say, and determining his best lines of defense, who he can count on, who will be able to come forward and help make sure that you are successful in our endeavor, and begin to establish how we're going to protect the American people.
Right.
Because, quite frankly, here's what I've been saying on the air all along. Bill, if you think that this thin blue line, you remember, I'm just using hypothetical numbers. If we had 100 people, we're down to about 60 now. And you think those people are going to be able to protect you? You're fixing to get in for a rude awakening.
Oh, yeah.
This has all been a very coordinated effort. They have deliberately defunded, tried to destroy law enforcement, our first responders. They have tried to create a woke military so that they don't know how to fight out of themselves out of a paper bag. They have brought fentanyl in and killed hundreds of thousands. They have developed a supposed disease that they put together, a vaccine that they force you to take that created all kind of deaths and health issues. They have brought America to the crisp of being on his knees and about ready to strike a final blow. And it's time that we wake up, jump back up, pop that blindfold off, and do what we do best. And that's Americans know how to fight.
Well, I've also heard that one common thread that we've seen in Russia and in Israel was that these guys were coming over and they were jacked on Captagon. Have you heard about that part of it?
I have. There's no question. That's how they get them to do what they want.
Right.
But let me tell you this. My experience has been, whether it's Captagon or anything else, nothing is as powerful as the desire from free men to keep that freedom and to protect your family and children. And that's what they're fixing to run into. So let's make sure just the desire won't cut it. We have to be prepared and armed to be able to defend. Now is the time to enact on the preparations to make sure that we can meet the challenge head on.
Do we know anything about Captagon as far as how much? I know that they lose all fear, and I know that they are really jacked up and ready to go. Ready to go get some. Does it do anything to enhance their survivability if they're taking hits?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Adrenaline, a rush of adrenaline will cause you to be able to react even under injury better than you would without it. And it gives you that rush of adrenaline.
Right.
But you remember that your adrenaline only lasts so long. And then you come down hard. So they will be doing it based on chemical imbalance in their bodies.
Right.
We will be doing it based on memories of what our loved ones look like. We want to make sure they stay that way. They're not tortured and murdered. That makes a big difference.
It does. It makes a huge difference. A huge difference. But Yeah, that's one question I haven't been able to get answered yet, is how much are they going to be able to take hits better?
Everything that I've seen, they will take a hit better, but it doesn't make them superhuman.
Right.
They will take a hit. It depends on when a hit occurs. If it severs tendons, ligaments, they're nothing good about it. They're going to drop.
Right.
Hits the heart, they're dead. If it's what we call a flesh wound, they will continue to move forward, whereas the other family person would stop with the pain. They won't feel that. They'll continue to move forward, but if it hits it deep enough, they'll bleed out anyway.
That's one question I've had about those boys on their Captagon and everything else. How much can they take? So that's good to know. That's really good to know that they can.
One of the other things that's going on, Bill, as well, is this administration is doing everything it can to push back in the fight to allow illegal immigrants to possess firearms. And based on that initial ruling by a federal judge that said the Second Amendment applies to them and they have a constitutional right to carry. Of course, the argument that we have made, and we just made it when I was in Pearl Harbor, was that you're a criminal. You don't have any rights. You're not a U.S. citizen, and you're a criminal. You have no rights to anything. Whether it's carry a gun or anything else. The only right you have is to be tried and deported because we don't feel like carrying the burden of your incarceration here in this country. You should be sent back immediately to where you came from. But unfortunately, this administration is intervening. It is preparing the Department of Justice to file appeals to that. And it is determined to allow illegals to become armed. Now, why do you think that is, Bill?
Well, I'm sure that they're... Are you?
I'm playing the question. Here's where the discussion is. They're doing that so that they can make sure that they have additional forces to provide what we call skirmish power.
Ah.
In other words, they're not going to be able to win anything, but they can certainly harass and create a sideline, shall we say, diversion.
Yeah.
And okay. that's what they're looking to do.
That makes fairly good sense. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. Talking to Michael Letts, InvestUSA.org. He has given away well over 12,000 protective vests to law enforcement first responders and their canine companions. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stated during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing that there's no evidence supporting the claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to my knowledge.
The hearing was interrupted a number of times by protesters urging an end to U.S. support for Israel. The Arizona Supreme Court has upheld an abortion ban dating back to the Civil War. Governor Katie Hobbs criticized the previous 2022 ban as extreme, stating that enforcing the old law now would only add chaos for women and doctors. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15 year prison term in the landmark case. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA. We've been talking about what's about to happen. Let's try to get a little specific with some of these things. A lot of people, if they have a concealed carry permit or some sort of a gun they're carrying now in South Carolina, you don't have to have a permit. A lot of them go for the lowest common denominator, which is like the really itty-bitty gun that's really easy to hide. And all that other stuff. And it, and in this, what's coming up is not going to be a mugging.
Correct.
This is going to be multiple opponents. You're going to need to be able to manipulate the weapon and everything else. Is anybody coming to you saying, what should I be carrying?
I have a flood of texts and email asking the same thing. I tell them, look, here's first and foremost you need to be aware of. You need to make sure that the little sidearm that you've got was for personal defense, as you just pointed out. That's when I'm at the grocery store or I'm walking out of the car, somebody comes up and wants to steal my bag from me.
Right.
When you're talking about an operation of this scale, what you need to do is to make sure that you have the ability to confront the enemy on a broader sense and a broader term. First of all, if you're carrying just a sidearm, it better be big enough to fire far enough to make sure, and with enough stopping power, that it can do just that. It can stop somebody high on an adrenaline rush, determined to kill you and your family. Second thing you better do is, I would make sure you have a long range rifle. And you have plenty of ammo for it. But it's nice to have a, sidearm to carry to the grocery store. But this particular situation, we're talking about defending your family, your home, and your property against an onslaught, which means you should have long-range rifles with enough ammo to be able to hold your position until help can arrive.
Yep. Because nobody's coming. While we're talking about help arriving, they're going to be spread thin, aren't they?
They're going to be spread thin, and they're going to go to the areas with the biggest concentration where the most firepower is needed.
So if it's a small game, guess what? You got it. And that's why you need to make sure, let's just say there's a small gang of 5 or 10 roaming the area. You better make sure you have enough firepower and enough ammo to secure your premise, your location, against 5 or 10 assailants. Because if all I'm like Barney Fife, if I just carry one bullet,
yeah,
not going to be a whole lot of good deal.
Barney Fife. What do you carry? What's your carry gun?
My carry gun is a 1911.
Okay. And what is your... Okay, well, now things just got serious, gun. Same 1911?
1911 45 cal.
Yeah.
And then, of course, what do you make sure that you have a stopping power? The AR-15s work very well.
Right.
Multiple rounds. Also, sniper rifles work very well. M1 Garands work very well. Car K98s work very well. All have tremendous stopping power and tremendous long reach, shall we say.
Right. The biggest issue with me, because I think the M14 is a great gun. I think the M14 is a great gun. But that spare ammo, man, when you're running around with that spare ammo, I mean, it's already, I'm already having to work my legs because for my Oh No kit, I've got like a chest rig with 4 magazines and a belt with 3 magazines for the rifle. And right. I got 5 magazines spare in my backpack. And I mean,
you got plenty.
Yeah. Well, if you know, I'm carrying my 10.5-inch AR-15 pistol config because it's short and I can get out of the car with it without having to wrestle it out too much. But, you know, all that being considered. Although I am carrying my Glock 45, 9mm, the model 45, not the 21. I don't own a 21, or I'd probably be carrying that because that would give me comfort.
Well, it sounds to me like you're very well positioned to be able to handle the situation. What I'm encouraging, the other thing that we talked about a minute ago, is you need to decide what you're going to protect and where you're going to protect it.
Right.
I mean, if is a group going to protect a neighborhood entrance? Is a group going to use individuals going to each protect the front door of your home? Are you going to congregate together? You need to have that plan and not be doing it on the fly if at all possible.
Right.
And you need to have rallying points.
Right.
Because you need to know that your family's secure.
Well, that's going to be the thing. That's going to be the thing. And the other thing that, like, what my thought pattern is on this, and you can, I mean, I've run this with a few of my tactical friends. I'm not going to have the long gun with me when it unfolds. Correct. So my intention is to try to cap the first one I can and drag him behind cover. And I'm just going to loot him. I'm just going to take everything he's got. I'm taking everything.
I think that is wise for everybody. Should be your first focus, period.
I'm just going to loot him, and then I'm going to get his stuff, and then I'm going to start looking for his buddies. But one thing I noticed about them is that when they're in their little groups, they cluster up really tight. I might be able to take out a whole team with a handgun to begin with. Because they don't disperse. They're tight in there together. And I guess that's because they're expecting people not to fight back, which is a sort of a... I see that in Israel. I can see that in Russia. I don't think that's a smart idea here. But who knows?
Yeah.
When they're under captured by the Captagon, they may just be out there and just be very nice and congregate nice for me, and I can just, you know, traverse left and right a little bit, and I can go, look at there, I got 3 whole new setups that I can throw in my truck and keep with me. Oh, wow, this is real military. I think I trained with this back in the 80s. So we'll see. We'll see what we get out of this.
Well, I'm glad for your show for one reason, Bill. This is not a topic that everybody would love to tune into, but it's one you have to tune into. Because this is not a science fi or sci-fi fictional story.
Right.
All the intelligence agencies, Department of Defense, all of our, even our federal law enforcement has been weaponized against us. admit that this is coming, and coming very soon, not years down the road, it's imminent. So, that having been said, you know, the worst people would suffer the most are those who don't plan in advance.
No.
And so, you know, regardless of whether you want to hear what Bill and I are saying or not, you need to give it some thought and plan accordingly so that you're not a victim. Because if you're a victim, that means your family's a victim, and they don't deserve it.
Well, you know, one of the reasons I carry a gun is I kind of think I'm obligated to everybody that's in my family to, you know, to be there. And
right.
I do not intend for some Joe Jihadi here to come in here and come to my country. I spent too much time in other places trying to defend the country to let them just come here and do what they want to do. So that's just the way it is. That's just the way it's going to be. Anyway, hang on for me one more time. We're coming up on the next break. Michael Letts is he is the head of InvestUSA.org. He finds these protective vests, which are level 3 soft body armor, that the law enforcement can wear. And when they wear these things, you got to remember what they do. They're on a 12-hour shift in most cases. So they're going to be in this for 12 hours. That means they're getting in the car in it. They're getting out of the car in it. They're chasing somebody down in it. They're eating lunch in it. They maybe have to bend over, pick things up in the event of a wreck. They got to get it out of the street and everything. These are things they got to wear all day, every day. It takes a very special setup for this to work. Michael gets them, and then he gives them away. InvestUSA just gives them away, gives them to law enforcement, gives them to the canines. And then law enforcement, you know, even these protective vests, they're not created equally. I mean, that kid in New York, he got shot in the back with a vest on. He had the wrong kind of vest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am on the InvestUSA.org microphone talking to Michael Letts, who's getting ready. As soon as he gets done here, he's going straight to another thing. So we got to get this done and get it out of the way, and because he's got other places to go. Because what we're talking about today is in motion. This is in motion right now, isn't it?
That is correct. It's underway as we speak.
And the I think the good supposition to think is that there is nowhere in the United States that they will not attack, because their whole goal is to make us feel unsafe in our own country. Yeah.
Yeah, that is what we need. Every indication is, Bill, in a multi-pronged approach. I fully expect change. I've been saying that for some time. They want to make sure that you feel unsafe.
I think one thing to point out, though, is that while they're trying to make us feel unsafe, these guys are not, Joe Jihadi Rambos that are coming over here. They have very basic training. They're going to have some weapons. They might have some grenades. They're going to have Captagon. But when it comes to actually shooting and moving, they're not going to be anything special, are they? I mean, like I said, they run around in a cluster all the time. They don't disperse or anything. So when they come in, this is not going to be something that is insurmountable.
No, it's certainly not going to be insurmountable if we're prepared. If we're not prepared, it still won't be insurmountable, but there's going to be a lot more casualties than what need to be.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to tell the American people now. I don't want to see any more Americans killed than necessary.
Well, I have to think that in these population centers, the blue centers where they have all the other fun things that make people less free, that there's going to be some big body counts in places like New York and L.A. and all of Maryland and most of Illinois and all these other places, isn't there?
Well, you figure like Chicago, which is the core where this federal judge is saying that illegals have the right to carry.
Right.
I mean, it's places like that where they're going to, this administration has demonstrated that it's so anti-American. Wouldn't surprise me if they helped make sure the illegals were armed. This is what's shocking, Bill. You have an administration that's not just negligent, not doing their duty. You have an administration that is actively pursuing the destruction of the American people.
Yep.
That's war. There's no other way to put it. This administration has declared war on the American people.
Now, if we're too stupid to do something about it, then I guess we're going to pay the consequence that would be forthcoming with that. But I don't think the American people are like that. I think the American people have patriotic blood. The vast majority of them have the same blood that runs through our veins as did our forefathers. We're determined to protect our families, our communities, and our children. And we're going to make sure that we uphold liberty and love of country. And we're going to defend it with every breath we have.
Right.
And I'm just giving, sounding the warning now. The time is here. Make sure you're ready.
I met a lawman the other day, Saturday. You know George Booth?
Sure do. I love George. George used to be the captain for SLED.
George was at my Uncle Harry's funeral, and George and I are going to talk a little bit later on about certain things that we're talking about now. But
he used to be the sheriff of Saluda County.
Yep. I mean, that's an interesting dude right there. And I mean,
he and his son Jason, love them both.
Huh?
He and his son Jason, love them both.
His son looks like a small linebacker.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it'll be these kind of guys that are out there, these kind of guys and veterans and everything, they're going to be the ones stepping up, and they're going to be the ones that start organizing people.
Correct.
And they're going to be the ones reacting. They're going to be, it'll be, you know, I look at what happened at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had the attack at the mall, it was all the guys with weapons on them that rushed to the mall to get people out.
Right.
Because the military did not respond for the first 4 hours.
Well, here's the tragic part. Coming from military operations, when we respond effectively and efficiently. But the fact of the matter is, it has to go through a chain. Somebody has to notify somebody, has to notify somebody, has to notify somebody. Somebody can finally give the order to do something.
Right.
Whereas we American citizens see the threat, and we're going to respond. Nobody's going to have to tell us what, you know, whether we can respond or not. We're going to do it.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. I'm not going to, you know, when it's the first round that's going off, I'm going hot.
Time
to get loud. If I am not in the, if I'm not near the car, guns coming out, and I'm looking for somebody that's got something that'll add a little weight to my get up. But if I can make it to the car, then some other stuff comes out, and I guess it's not going to be one of these things. And this is one thing that I've been trying to point out to a lot of people. I'm not worried about having a lot of water and food and stuff to go fishing with or anything in my survival kit. I've got 3 trauma kits and 11 magazines and 5 magazines for my pistol. 11 magazines for my rifle, 5 magazines for my pistol. I've got that. That's my kit. That's what I'm dealing with. And I've just got trauma kits because I expect to see trauma. And I've got more than one for me.
Make sure you got that as well. Make sure you have your armament. Make sure that you have trauma gear because you may need it. Hopefully you won't, but you make sure. And make sure that you have, you know, I tell people this all the time. Make sure, especially as we're getting close, make sure you have what's necessary to keep your family alive for a week, 2 at a time.
Right.
Don't end up with an empty pantry. Because you'll be begging on the streets. You don't want that.
Well, I've got about 3 cases of MREs and a bunch of that freeze-dried nonsense, and I've got a couple of ways to filter water, and I've got some water, and I mean, I'm fully expecting them to do what they can against the infrastructure, too. I don't think most people understand that, but they're also going to be taking out power grids and water supplies and whatever else they can possibly mess up, and we're going to have to find those guys, too. We'll have to find those guys, too. Because they won't be part of the attack force. They'll be the tech guys.
We will. But you're right. They will plan on going after every bit of infrastructure that they can. We will have to make sure that we defend that. And I tell people this all the time on the air. You try to go without electricity for a week.
Yeah.
You know? You try to go without water for a week. Anything along those lines. And you'll see exactly what I mean. as to just how bad it gets. You know, we as a country have just, we have no idea. You lose your cell phone for 5 minutes and see how you go into panic.
Right.
Imagine no communications for weeks or months at a time.
Well, I mean, we had an ice storm up here, gosh, nearly 20 years ago, and the power went out for 10 days. And you would have thought that, I mean, people began to adapt and everything to it, but I mean, that was nearly 20 years ago, and I don't know what to, I'm not that concerned with it. I've got my heater buddy outside. I've got a way to keep cool. I've got an embankment that I can dig into and keep my food cool. I've got enough propane to where I can cook my food if I keep it cool. So I'm, you know, not too much to worry with.
I don't know who to be calling for my gourmet meal after the battle's over.
Well, as long as your gourmet meal is hamburgers, you'll be good to go, because I got a lot of hamburger patties. That'll keep me going. That'll keep me going. I know that you have got to make tracks because you're about to go do another hit on a bigger name. On a bigger name, and that's fine. You should be doing it. InvestUSA.org, this is where they give away plate carriers to law enforcement for this kind of fight. And they give away the kind that's going to work, that's actually going to protect you, that will work with you, that you can work with. And, you know, all those things I'm saying, unless you've run around with one of these things on for 12 hours, just try that 12 hours day in and day out. And that's what a law enforcement officer goes through. So when Michael shows up with his titanium rifle plate in a plate carrier that somebody can wear all day long, and it's going to protect him from a rifle, they're mighty happy to see him coming. Go knock them dead on the next outlet. Thank you for showing up today.
Thank you. God bless. God bless America. Look forward to talking to you again soon, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three.